We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with musician David Celia, and you're from Toronto, based in Toronto, so welcome, David.
Thank you.
I read a little bit about your bio. It said you're one of Canada's best-kept secrets. You're one of the best musicians and pop artists in Canada, so that's quite impressive. Now, tell us about how you got started in music, David.
I was a young kid playing with my brother, like most kids, and like my son now. He just wants to play for fun, and I'm still the same today. I play for pure enjoyment and sharing and hoping people will dance and sing.
Okay, sounds like a lot of fun. Did you come from a musical family?
Not really. I think my dad would be musical if he had went to music lessons like he was supposed to, but he told me he went to play soccer and spent the money on ice cream back in Croatia where he grew up. So.
Okay, you've just gotten back from a European tour, is that correct?
I was there in December, going again in June, so right as soon as I get back from this tour, I'll be home for a few days, and then I'm back to Europe, England, Germany, and Belgium.
Okay, so you've just gotten back from your 12th tour, and you're getting ready to go again in June?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a lot of traveling. Now, you also visited England, Holland, and Belgium. So I guess your music is quite popular there, and you also were down in the States, Chicago and Nashville and NYC too?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So how would you describe your music?
It's sort of a folk rock, roots mix, pop, bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
The best way I describe it is if you could describe what style of music the Beatles' White Album is.
Okay.
With so many styles in one record.
Okay, interesting. In 2006, you were nominated, I guess, Album of the Year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell us about that.
Oh, the local paper here, one of the writers, I guess, nominated me, so that was great. He did a review.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember now. Was it I or Now magazine? I can't remember. Exclaim or something, one of the Canadian newspapers. So that was really nice to hear, and he said some great things in an article about that album.
That was pretty exciting. So Exclaim, I think it was Exclaim too. So your first album was, the name of it is?
The first one is Organica.
Organica, okay. Mm-hmm. And the second one is I Tried, or is that the third one?
That's the third one.
Okay.
That's the one that just came out. And the middle one is called This Isn't Here.
Okay, This Isn't Here. Now, what year did you put each of these albums out?
They were all about 4 years apart.
Okay,
and
interesting.
2002, Organica, 2006, This Isn't Here, and 2010 was the release of this one, I Tried.
Okay, 2010, good. So you're receiving a lot of airplay and good comments on the last one, I Tried?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Now, how do the albums differ from each other? Is there much of a difference?
Well, you can tell they're all from me, but I think the latest one is maybe the most orchestral because there's a lot more string sections and horn sections, and but yeah, it's just a little more orchestrated than I could afford in the previous records, which might be a little more guitar and keyboard, rock band sort of. Neil Young, you know, the same kind of instrumentation that Neil Young would use or something. But yeah, that's probably the biggest difference.
Good. So maybe you could compare yourself to Neil Young on one of your albums then?
I would maybe say in some of my songs, but then it varies all over because I like so many kinds of music, including jazz and blues and 70s rock, you know.
Good, sounds good.
60s psychedelia.
Mm-hmm. Now, were they all recorded in the Toronto area?
Yeah, they were all recorded at Organica, which is the name of my home studio.
Okay.
And with exception of a few where I would venture into a studio and get some bed tracks done, but most overdubs were here, and a lot of the bed tracks.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty convenient. Now, I read this is very interesting. Gordon Lightfoot actually called you at your home to inquire about buying some of your CDs online?
Mm-hmm.
That must have been pretty surprising and exciting.
Yeah, it surprised me and my wife. We were shocked. So she answered the phone, and it was Gord Lightfoot calling.
Okay.
Because I ran into him a couple of times, and he said he was interested in... I was playing, actually, with Ian and Sylvia, and he was there. So he must have remembered me, because I played guitar with the two of them alone at his room in Toronto. And so then later we were at a dinner function, and he said he'd like to hear my music, and how does he get a hold of it? So I gave him my number, and I never thought he'd actually call, you know? But he did, and he's called quite a few times since then, and we've met up once or twice since then as well, and he's always interested in checking out my records, which is really nice. And I think I'm not the only one. He's really open to listening to some people and that are coming out with music today. And
that sounds pretty exciting, playing with Ian and Sylvia Tyson. Now, you're actually coming to Sherbrooke on May the 15th?
Yeah, this Sunday.
This Sunday, so that's pretty exciting. And you're going to be at the Anti-Aquarius, I guess, on Washington Street. Okay. And what time will you be playing?
It's a 7 o'clock show.
7 o'clock. Okay, so that sounds pretty good. So everybody should get out and definitely hear your music. And you have a website, too?
I do. DavidCelia.com.
Okay, and that's CELIA.com. Now, are you on Facebook and do your Twitter and all that too? Or?
I'm still late on the Twitter. I got to get caught up, but Facebook for sure, yeah. There's Facebook and MySpace, which nobody uses anymore.
MySpace. And if somebody wants to get a copy of your music, I imagine you'll have some copies at the show this Sunday. And also through your website or maybe iTunes too?
Yeah. Both, everything. Yeah, you can get it online from the website and iTunes. And then, of course, I'll have CDs with me on Sunday.
Good. Sounds great. Yeah. Okay, well, anything else you'd like to say before we go, David?
No, nice to meet you. I hope you can come to the show, too, and if you're free.
Okay, well,
you're invited.
Great. Okay, well, hopefully we'll be there. Well, thanks very much, David.
Okay, Maureen, take care. Bye.
Inside out, I feel today. I don't believe a word you say, but can't believe the way you move has made me fall in love with you. It's true, it's true. The way you move has made me fall in love with you. I'm gonna sit right back and close the door as I throw you out of my mind. My life, the way your legs walk down the street, I miss the red by a couple of feet. Oh boy, it's true. The way you move has made me fall in love with you. I'm gonna sit right back and close the door as I throw you out of my mind. Time and do know who will bore me. It's true. The way you move has made me fall in love with you. I'm gonna sit right back and close the door.